You know, speaking of that, we have somebody on the line with us who is involved in helping to get that technology into the stores, and that is Jeff Marston, who is the Comcast Vice President on the Comcast business side of the Heartland region. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now, Jeff, I want to talk about how you're working with the folks in Clinton Township, let's say business people there, who are interested in participating, you know, complying, obviously, with the new ordinance that's gone into effect there. Tell me a little bit about what Comcast is doing to work with Clinton Township.
So we had an initial meeting. I wasn't involved in the first one, but our sales director, Shonda Shorters, was there. I think we had some preliminary discussions around where our network was and some of the expectations that they could have. I think we shared the success of Project Greenlight, which you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we're very interested to support Clinton Township. This is something that, you know, we're getting a lot of interest in now, and I think has been, you know, successful by any measure. In fact, it's really exceeded our expectations, and I think that of Detroit. And like I said, because of that, I think we're getting a lot of this interest and from other municipalities and cities.
Now you have a product actually that Comcast offers, which is called Smart Office. Am I right?
That's correct. So we launched a surveillance product called Smart Office. It's similar to what we do on the residential side with Xfinity Home, but is a lot more robust. It's more of a business application, and it was really the springboard for the Project Greenlight. So Project Greenlight's a little different in that, as you mentioned, ties back to the monitoring station or back to the police department. But in either case, our customers can access it through their mobile phones. Mm-hmm. It stores the information. It's crystal clear. And we're even seeing it now in applications where we're reading license plates and tracking illegal shipping and things like that. So it's continues to evolve.
So, Bob Cannon, are stores then working together with Comcast on this?
I would assume they are. We're giving them a list of people that like Comcast. They can provide the service, and they make their own decision.
Okay. So I understand that when people sign up for Smart Office, they actually you get a camera as part of that, right?
You do. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Then the information is gathered. Where does that information go? I may be asking you to repeat yourself here, if you could, just to help us kind of, because it's good to collect the information, but where does it go? Who analyzes it?
With Smart Office, it's just stored on a server, so it's in the cloud, so that it doesn't require equipment for our customers. In the case of the Project Greenlight or those types of initiatives, it's also accessible by the police department. Mm-hmm. So it helps with their response times and that they can see these things in real time as well. And that was really the one of the benefits for the city of Detroit.
When you store it on the Comcast cloud, if I can call it that, how long do you retain it and how much can they put out there?
You can store as much as you want, but it's on there for 30 days.
Okay.
So I guess, Bob, the question becomes then, does Clinton Township have a means of taking this information then and analyzing it and being able to use it, for instance, say, with your police department?
Number one, we don't store.
Okay.
The owners store it for 30 days.
I gotcha.
Same thing, 30 days, and they have to have a secure area to store it in. And we will go into every business when the ordinance goes into effect and check to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to go back and solve crimes that happened a couple of days back.
Sure.
We had a gas station the other day at Gratiot and 15 where there was a robbery. Immediately we caught the people because they have cameras. 2 days later, there was an accident and some scuffling at 15 and Gratiot. That camera, outdoor camera at that gas station, recorded all of it. So we were able to solve that issue with the business camera. And of course, we thanked them for it. And we asked them for the film, but they had it stored for us.
You know, many times you'll see a story on the news, and if there's a young child or something, they'll usually blur out that image and that particular thing. How does that handle for people who don't want to be part of a recording in this particular case?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this, that all of us have an expectation that if we're in a public place that we could be filmed. Whether you're on an elevator, whether you're in a casino, whether you're in a party store. And like you said, and when people walked into your place and looked up at the camera and saw their faces, they turn around and walk out. I've heard that story every day.
They know they're being filmed as soon as they see themselves up in the cameras.
Go ahead, Gary.
You know, it does remind me of when the Freedom of Information Act first was introduced. And, you know, it was a good thing for almost everybody. There was one case where, you know, I was talking to friends of mine. We were all still in college. And they said, wow, we can take and ask the FBI if they have a file on us. And the interesting part was that if you asked the FBI if they had a file on you and they didn't, they started one. and it's kind of the same way here, right? The people that don't want to be filmed,
yeah.
This is a good thing. This is going to help every law-abiding citizen. I wonder if the people that don't want to be filmed, you know, are they in thinking about committing a crime? You know, I just wonder about how people that don't think this is a good thing, what their thought process is. Any ideas?
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessarily that they don't think it's a good thought process as opposed to you have a certain group of people out there that are thinking this 1984 type Orwellian thing going on, and they just don't want to be a participant.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is not everyone knows that the information is secured by the store owner.
Right.
Because, you know, what happens if you're, and this is in the future, your health, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield or some other people you get in health insurance sees that you buy cigarettes or buy liquor. Are your premiums going to go up? Well, those records are owned by the store owners, and they're not going to sell that to...
I don't know. If there's enough money involved in it, they might.
You know, yeah. it's not something that's going to happen now.
Or better yet, if I've owned a store and I sell it to you and I give you everything with that store, including those records... What are you going to do with them? You don't have any obligation. You can do anything you want with them.
Guys, we got a whole brave new world novel out there. Hey, Bob Kennedy, can
but
you hang around?
Thing.
Okay, Robert Kent is with us. He's a supervisor in Clinton Township. He'll stick with us. We're going to take a quick pause. Jeff Marston is on the line also with us from Comcast Business. Jeff, if you could hang on, we'd appreciate that. And then Mike Brennan is going to step in. We're going to talk about his MI Tech News headlines. And as a matter of fact, Mike was very instrumental in helping us set up this show. Thank you so much, Mike.